Well, so here we have a my technical functions design presentation. So a few of the requirements we need here, we basically need to operate an electronic device. It needs to be universal, and possibly operate several different types of devices, although we now find that that's no problem. Some of my findings basically want to send messages to a television set. That would be any number of different things, such as switch on the television, switch to the next channel, that sort of thing. I think we're all quite intelligent and know what a normal remote control does. Now, some of the other things I've found is a complicated remote control. I'm sorry that we can't quite see my red there very well, but this remote control has many functions, so it can do a lot of things, but it is quite complicated, and most users will find it find that they won't use most of the functions because they don't know how to use them and don't want to take the time to learn how to do it. As you also notice, it's quite a boring design. Another remote control, slightly different. It's a simple remote control, many less buttons, but has many fewer functions, much easier for the user to manipulate and use. It also has a bit of a cheap look and is also quite boring. So my personal preferences revolutionize the idea of a remote control. So attain the functionality of a complicated device, but use a simple format of display for the user to work with. And I was going to add another slide here, but I didn't quite have time there. Just incorporating some of the ideas that we had previously, like having multiple face plates and whatnot. I can plug you in.
Basically, I was looking through some marketing reports that we've got, and we had a usability test where we were actually sort of like watching 100 people use TV remotes and see what it is that they're using, and then they filled out a questionnaire about what they like and what they don't about their general TV remote control practices. Pretty much through testing, you're finding out that most of the time, everybody's just using changing the channel, turning it on, using the volume. The majority of the time, that's all that's going on. The other functions happen. For some people, they're important, but the primary uses are really, really basic. And so big, complicated remotes, like one we saw in the last presentation, are really not the general public's use. They're not using a lot of it. They don't need it. They even find it frustrating when there are all those buttons they don't know what to do with. And we also found out that 50% of our people, the worst thing about a remote is how often they use it, and then they can't find it in their room. So I think what we're talking about with a pager or something will really come into play with a lot of these people. There's also a survey about what they liked about remotes, and pretty much they all think they're hideous and not very useful. And the younger demographics are all really interested in voice recognition options. I don't know if that's something we're ready to look into technically yet, that's the design people. But it is something worth thinking about, especially since the younger demographic is obviously one that's going to keep growing. So if that's the direction we're headed in, it's something to think about. But basically, it really is the primary functions and getting it to look nice, which are the standards. So it's a good start for us.
That's great. Thank you, Sarah. Right. So, I'll just switch that back here. Finish up just a bit of discussion.
Yep.
Right on for the next phase.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. The difficulty would be in, I think, okay, you can speak into the remote that you're trying to find. Can you have something that picks up a voice from far away?
That's a good point.
It's hidden under the couch. But then again, you have this Wii, thing, you know, it's just a little chip or whatever that has the page button. Maybe that could be what's happening.
A little sticky pad to stick on top of your television, and you just say something to into that, and it finds your.
Or an isolated magnet, or something like, you know, something that wouldn't interfere. I don't know, that would be a technical thing, but yeah, I like that. I like that. I'm going to check out the painting system.
The other thing is, we might be able to handle the simplicity of a remote control and kind of put the more complicated things into a voice control. So it could be sold to both the younger market and the older market. And the younger market could use kind of the voice control method. And the older market might exactly, and might consider the older market could use this simpler design with the traditional buttons and whatnot.
I was thinking.
I was thinking about the screen design.
Oh, go ahead.
The touchpad screen thing. Do we know if that's an option technically?
It's definitely an option technically. I've looked into costs of touchscreen methods and whatnot. They seem to be. You know, almost as cheap as a button method at this point.
It sounds like an interesting option, especially because then you could have like your primary screen just be these, you know, four or five basic functions, and you have menu options or something to have all these other complicated voice recognition settings, things that you're not going to use every day and that a lot of people aren't going to use, but it is an option there for this high-tech market that sort of is the sleek thing we're known for.
I've got to wonder, though, if we're adding so much technology to this one remote, are we still going to be able to meet a 12-pound or 12-15 euro goal for selling these things? It seems like you're not going to be able to handle all those functions with just one microchip. The microchip is probably the most expensive part of the whole mechanism. So it's just something to consider.
Seeing that we're going to just basically focus on this young demographic, aiming at them, but then in the sense that it's bells and whistles are available for anybody who wants them, but basically we'll make a sleek, simple function remote control. I think this voice recognition thing is, we've got a market for it. I don't think too many, more or less be cornering the market on it as well. We don't have many.
I'm not sure that's necessarily correct. I think if you kind of take the example of a mobile phone that kind of has a portion of the device is not interchangeable, whereas the surrounding portions are interchangeable, we could have the casing be the faceplates.
Back to the cost of the material, we have to ask whether we're going to include a certain number of faceplates with the package. That's something we're including three or four faceplates, it's going to drive the cost up. Mm-hmm. The other question is, if we don't include them, are we really in a position to evaluate that market? We haven't done any tests on faceplates and whether if there's even interest out there.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, it sounds kind of like a gimmick, like really going in.
Yeah, because then you would have to, who all, it's not like the cell phones, like where you have a, you know, an Nokia Model X and then 10 people make faceplates for it.
Yeah.
It's just our model.
The single face for the phone is to have it out and around, but it's sort of emblematic, whereas you just sit at home to watch somebody come over to watch TV.
Well, hopefully some people have people coming over to hang out at your house, and most people have their televisions in the living room.
Sure.
Well, have we confirmed that we're going to go ahead with a touch screen interface? Those new lithium batteries, they last 20 years, even with a touch screen. Those new ones.
Doing touch screen, do you want to look into the possibility of people being able to input different types of skins for the, you know, the actual interface part of it, and things like that? Or is it just going to be one touch screen for everybody?
Interesting.
What would be on that touch screen? Because you said earlier that we have to think about company colors and logo or something, a motto. I can't remember exactly what you said.
We put fashion into electronics. Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. I'm wondering how we're going to get we put fashion into electronics onto this device. I'm hoping for a subliminal, maybe half a millisecond as it turns on. Well, all you have to do is touch the screen and it automatically goes on. Yeah. It goes into a sleep mode. I've put my files in the shared folder as well.